J.J. Perry took over as the new editor of the Herald Times on Friday. Perry's appointment to the local daily's management comes after employees were let go last week. Schertz Publishing Incorporated sold the Herald Times and seven other local newspapers around Indiana to Gatehouse Media. That sale was announced to employees last Monday. WFHB News Director Wes Martin speaks with Herald Times editor J.J. Perry in today's feature report.
Mr. Perry, you came into this role, I believe, last week.
Yeah.
As Mr. Zaltzberg stepping down. How long have you been at the Herald Times, and what is it like filling into Bob Zaltzberg's role?
Yeah, and you know, I started at the HT back in 1997. So I attended Indiana University degree in journalism. And so my first professional gig really was in this HT newsroom part-time. Bob Zaltzberg was one of the two folks that hired me here. And over the years, I sort of grew up in this newsroom, essentially, doing a lot of different odd jobs, but also a lot of different responsibilities in music, writing, and I was the arts editor for a time, news editor, digital editor, so several different roles before I took a position at a sister newspaper of ours in Aberdeen, South Dakota. And that was in 2010 as executive editor out there in Aberdeen at the American News. And so my return to the Herald Times officially began on Friday, February 1st. So it's very strange to be back. You know, it's sort of, it's almost like a dream. There's things that you recognize and remember, but it's a little different, you know. There's some familiar faces here and around town that I've seen already, and new folks that I'm just getting to know. So it's exciting, yeah.
This is a particularly difficult time for the Herald Times after just being sold by Schertz to Gatehouse Media. And I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about some of the transition, not just, it turns out, in management, but also in ownership at the HT.
Sure. Yeah, and I don't know, you know, I think there's some different ways you can talk about it. Somebody asked me the other day, what's it like to be owned by a corporation this week? You know, all of a sudden be owned by a corporation. I said, I was owned by a corporation last week. It's, you know, I want to be optimistic about this because I do think that Gatehouse wants to be in this business, and I think they're buying newspapers because they want to succeed. So I'm not looking at it as you know, a troubling time or anything, because I think their goals, and they've told me, you know, in the couple meetings I've had, is do good local journalism. You know, keep your eyes on the ball and do a good job for your community. So that's what I've been doing, or at least attempting to do for my whole career. So I think that just continues.
Are there any concerns at the HT as to either further layoffs?
Well, you know, I mean, I can't make any promises because I just don't know, you know. I don't know the answer to that. No one's told me one way or the other. I can look out my office door right here and see a whole room full of journalists working very, very hard on stories that are being published on HeraldTimesOnline.com and that will be in tomorrow's newspaper and the weekend newspapers. So as far as that goes, I think people here are concerned because this was the second round of layoffs. So, you know, beyond just Jeremy and the loss there, there's so many other people that are affected by these things that the public doesn't know their names. They don't have bylines, but they are valuable people. And so I don't want to get too hung up in sort of particular things. The plate was kind of set for me before I got here. And I took over as editor on Friday, which was the same day Gatehouse took ownership of the company. So everything else that happened last week happened before that. So I haven't asked because I have to look forward and take care of the folks we have here. You know, I've heard from a couple of people, and I've seen on Facebook, oh, geez, now we're going to show them we're going to cancel our subscriptions to the newspaper. But in fact, we had 17 layoffs at the Hoosier Times Group over the summer. at that point, and if you look at what's happened to other companies and things in our industry over the last several years and the last few weeks even, we need that support now more than ever. And so I think with me in this role and the newsroom we have, and beyond that, just our circulation department, our advertising reps, the people that run our presses, these are all local folks who live here, send their kids to school here. They are good people, and we're going to make a case for the Herald Times' continued place in the community.
Mr. Perry, moving forward, what are some things that you're excited to cover or excited about moving into the HT in your role or just about this coming year?
I mean, I am, you know, and I don't know all of the issues. So these are things I'm learning, and I'm learning from our reporters, and I'm learning from each of these people. And a lot of them I don't know. You know, relatively new to the paper within the last few years, and they're teaching me all about a community I lived in for 20 years. You know, Bloomington has changed a lot since I've been gone in 8.5, 9 years. And so I'm just excited to see, you know, how much that old Bloomington I remember is still under there. I know people are passionate about news and passionate about arts and sports, and you know, taking care of their neighbors. So these are all things that I think I'm excited to see how it looks since I've been gone. It's funny. So when I was out in South Dakota, it took a couple years, and that was a brand new place to me. It took a couple of years around the horn to, okay, this festival is this. This event is that. And this time of year is this, to really start to feel really comfortable with, okay, I get it. I get all these elements. I don't think I'll have that same hurdle here in Bloomington, but, you know, somebody the other day said, oh, that restaurant closed. And I said, I didn't even know they were open. They kind of came and went, while I was gone in the last 8 years. I think that, you know, most folks kind of usually don't know who owns what and this sort of thing, and everybody owns something. So I know there's a lot of concern. I think that going forward, in the same way the Herald Times has been there for our community for decades and decades and decades, and everything I learned about from Bob Z and these folks here, we're going to continue that mission. At the same time, we do need to do a better job of explaining to our community how much the newspaper needs them and how we're all in this together. And we want to be a valuable piece to the community. And we need your listeners and our readers to know that they are needed for us to continue that mission.
J.G. Perry, editor at the Herald Times of Bloomington. Mr. Perry, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much.